the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host. Today on episode number 59, we're going to jump off a new segment of Pest Equity Business Podcast, and we're naming it hashtag Ask Pest Equity Business Podcast. Now, the reason for starting this new segment, we've been receiving quite a few emails with different questions and some topic ideas, but more questions than anything. So we decided that we're going to pick questions at random. And if you have a question, feel free, hit us up, pestequitypodcast@gmail.com. And maybe your question will get featured on the podcast or our future live events. So let's get into it. The question is, what makes an efficient customer service team? Well, building and managing an efficient customer service team, while customer service has its challenges, managers can build, run, and maintain great customer service teams with good communication, up-to-date training, and shared goals, as well as quick response times, teamwork, a shared vision for the future, achieving the organization's goals and targets, and the right mix of consistency and agility. Therefore, the customer service manager's challenge lies in supporting the essentials of modern customer service. So let's talk about modern customer service and the essentials of it. So before we get into the essentials of modern customer service, I just want to reflect back on when I first started and I had to sit down and develop my customer service teams, systems, procedures, etc. And what I'm about to share is pretty much what I came up with way back in the day. And that formula never seems to fail. So let's begin with number one, which is caring about your employees. Customer service managers' main responsibility is to support teams and help them succeed. They must invest in their teams both professionally and personally. Managers should get to know their employees through activities like personality assessments, core value sharing, and regular one-on-one discussions. With many positive and genuine touch points with teams, managers can understand employees' thought processes, how they communicate, and their motivations. So let's drop an example. Managers can ask about employees' career interests and desired development, which can help the employees feel valued and help with succession planning. Managers can also learn each person's likes, dislikes, strengths, and weaknesses. My second tip, share the organization's vision for the future. Ask yourself this question: where is your organization currently and where does it want to go? Customer service representatives must understand these touch points, and managers must communicate what they mean for each employee's role. Another example: if the organization has ambitious growth goals, managers should explain to the employees the staffing plan to ensure the business has enough support without overtime. Managers should repeat the vision regularly and report progress. Organizations often change direction significantly, which may create challenges for frontline employees. Managers should efficiently communicate any potential changes in the following ways. Acknowledge how the organization changed similarly in the past and why that worked before. Then pivot to the new changes and the reasons behind them. Outline the approach and what's in it for the employees, including rewards for milestones or goals achieved. Encourage questions. If the shift is particularly difficult, managers can follow up with anyone who struggles. On to number three, which is very important. Communicate. Customer service managers should encourage employees to share ideas freely and make them comfortable sharing opposing opinions. Open communication enables managers to use the whole team's ideas to improve performance and prevent mistakes. When an employee comes to a manager with a problem, the manager can ask questions to help employees think critically and independently problem solve. In every meeting, customer service managers should have a list of what they must communicate to their teams to maintain consistent messaging across the group. When possible, a single person could communicate to the largest audience possible or create a communication plan for consistency. To gain trust, managers should be transparent and proactive with sensitive changes that may affect employees. Leadership teams should also act as a united front. As they communicate sensitive topics or changes, managers should ensure they support the changes with all their questions and concerns answered prior. Number four, provide training resources. Customer service leadership teams should ensure new hire training enables employees to develop new skills and feel confident, especially in fast-paced environments. Employees should also have mentors within the team to go to with questions. Mentorship helps integrate new team members and provides career development for more experienced representatives. For existing employees, managers should provide and regularly update easy-to-navigate procedures and job aids. Managers should also offer opportunities to grow and learn to increase engagement and prevent stagnation. Different types of customer service include chat channels, in-person situations, and a call or contact centers. Number five, don't forget to offer feedback. Customer service teams require regular performance, reviews, and specific, clear communication on what they do well and what they should do differently. Managers should offer feedback on behaviors within 3 days so employees can accurately recall their tone, body language, and word choice. Additionally, managers should discuss overall performance with each employee at least once quarterly. Performance reviews, ratings, and feedback should not surprise employees. In return, customer service managers should accept and actively facilitate peer-to-peer feedback, which many leadership teams underuse, from their teams on how to better support them. Managers should take time to teach, develop comfort with, and then accept this feedback. A reciprocal environment can create a culture where employees communicate openly and solve conflicts independently. Number six. Let's talk about establishing clear performance expectations. Leadership teams should define good and exceptional performance for each customer service role and ensure employees understand how to improve. To help their employees, managers must communicate and document expectations and the reasons behind them. Employees advancing is the biggest measurement of a manager's success. If an employee doesn't meet expectations, managers should first verify that they set clear guidelines. They should also ensure that employees complete tasks in a timely and efficient manner so everyone knows when to expect deliverables. If employees don't meet expectations, managers must hold them accountable. On to number 7, developing a culture that retains great people. While no leader wants to lose valuable employees, managers should encourage people to take promotions or new opportunities, even if it hurts the team in the short term. People advancing is the biggest measurement of a manager's success. Additionally, managers shouldn't tolerate or fail to address toxic behaviors within a team. Even from a talented employee, bad behaviors spread quickly and can bring down entire teams. Managers must remain reliable to their teams, which requires keeping employees happy. To maintain employee happiness, managers should monitor work-life balance and offer flexibility to prevent burnout. Managers should also shield employees from pressure above and take the heat from unreasonable customers. And finally, number 8, troubleshooting. Managers should be authentic and vulnerable with their teams. If everyone can own their mistakes and shortcomings, the team's credibility grows and everyone continuously improves. Managers should seek first to understand and assume positive intent when faced with a conflict, employee criticism, or lackluster performance. They shouldn't jump to conclusions, but instead have an open conversation and ask the employee's point of view, which can guide the next steps. Ensure fairness and prevent intimidating situations. Also, managers can use data as a guide. In some situations, they may struggle to assess employees' perceptions, so managers should ask them what information they already have or could get to form a clear picture. They should rely on objective information over word of mouth. Well, again, I want to thank you for the question. I hope this episode answers your question and helps you out in your business. I hope that you continue to grow and support the podcast. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Again, if you want to be on the show, you have a question, comment, concern, feel free, hit us up, pestequitypodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody who follows us over on Instagram, Facebook. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel, Twitter. We're now on rumble.com. If you guys want to go over there and subscribe to us on that platform, and we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.